Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk. Today we will be talking about political hypocrisy. But before we get into that, we want to thank our sponsors, Blondie Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Neat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, Parker's Collision Center, Perfectly Pressed Cleaners, and Bullhead Vape Shop. Thank you for making this show possible to bring to you. And remember, if you're traveling to the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, and Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu. If you ever have a comment or a question during the show, both our call and text line are open. You can call us at 928-854-5687 or text at 928-727-5566. And this show is brought to you by our co-creator Red Bull Ronnie, operations manager Paul Lavoie, and your co-hosts Melissa Lucas and Jim Chaney.
Thank you, Marissa. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Well, everything is wonderful here.
Glad you made it from Laughlin. Nice and smooth drive.
Well, actually Bullhead City. Bullhead. Oh. But I can see Laughlin from my house.
All this time I thought you were in Laughlin.
No, I'm in Bullhead. I'm a Bullhead.
Right across the river.
Yeah. 37 years and 2 days I have lived in Bullhead.
Oh, wow. Wow. Long time.
It was hot. Moving in with a Nissan hard body and dad's utility trailer. Got to the office at 4:45. 15 minutes to spare before the office closed because it's like, where am I going to sleep? And in an upstairs apartment, moving stuff, man, it's... Be careful out there. Stay hydrated, as we were discussing.
Yes, it is hot. It is hot. And we have a guest in-house today. Good morning. Bonnie is here today.
Good morning.
And we're going to be talking about hypocrites in politics. Political?
There are none.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
there was
don't start.
When we got this subject, I started diving down. There's so many examples. There's so many.
Well, there are. But can we begin with... Not exactly the exact definition, but where the word came from. Did you see where it originally came from?
Hypocrite?
Yeah. It's a Greek word, and it actually comes from the theater. And it comes from, if you were an actor, you weren't a thespian, you were a hypocrite. You acted. You acted.
Okay.
Oh.
So it the word morphs into that, okay, you're saying this, but you're acting. Okay, now it's mean, right, or it's bad.
It's a liar. Yes.
Okay, but earlier, more of like a hypocrite, Jimmy Carter was being a hypocrite in a nice way when he would say, I'm just a peanut farmer. I'm a peanut farmer. And that's not true. The truth is, Jimmy was actually a pretty wealthy man. He had a warehouse, he had a cotton gin, and all the peanuts got stored at his place. He would bring guys in and teach them how to make more money on their farm so that he could make more money. But was that okay?
That's a businessman. That's me. Yeah, that's very good.
So yeah, he was a businessman,
right.
but he enjoyed the hypocrite side of just saying, I'm a peanut farmer, when really he was more than that. He was a businessman. He was an active businessman. He was an Annapolis graduate. The average peanut farmer does not graduate from Annapolis. Okay? He was a nuke on a submarine. Only the smart guys on the, well, the really smart guys get to be nukes because you have to be really good with math and such. So he was being a hypocrite in that he was understating himself. He was acting. He was not.
Right.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up a president because I looked up three examples of recent hypocrisy in different administrations. I'm going to start with President Joe Biden.
Okay.
There was a few examples, but the one that really stood out to me was, I will not pardon my son Hunter. I will not do that.
He did say that.
I will not pardon my son Hunter. And guess what happened?
Holy mackerel. The second he said that, come on, I think everybody in America, callers,
we
listeners,
was,
didn't
we
all know he was lying?
We were waiting. Yes, please call us in or text us in at 928-727-5566 and let us know what you guys think about this. But that was one. That was one glaring example of Biden. Trump, you got no new wars, and here we are lobbing bombs.
It's not a new war.
Yeah.
It's not a new
okay.
war.
The Operation Epic Fury that started on the 28th of February, 2026. And then you've got Obama. The biggest one for Obama was, you will not have to change your doctor. You will not have to change your insurance plan.
Oh.
Just come on the Obamacare train with me.
Woot, woot.
And those are the presidents
Could
of
you
our
cue
nation.
Up the Quad City DJs?
It doesn't no. get any higher than the commander in chief. And here I've got the last three prime examples. And I could do this probably all day long on every single one of them.
My favorite thing President Obama ever said was, I didn't know about it until I read about it in the news, just like you. Oh, he was always saying that.
Obama said that? Was that Obama?
All the time. All the time. Every time some major thing happened, it was, well, I didn't know about it until it became news, like you.
You know, he recently, with the UFO thing...
A little bit...
He recently made the comment, they were, you know, as a former president, they're talking about UFOs, and he said, there's no aliens at Area 51, unless there's a bigger conspiracy that they're even hiding from the president.
Well, maybe
but
not
he
all
was
the presidents
the president.
Are privy to know that, and then who decides who's privy?
He kind of said it to me, there was a tinge of, maybe they didn't tell me. But I think he thinks, for the most part, there are no aliens at Area 51, and they didn't tell him they were there because they aren't there.
Aren't there mermaids there, though?
Wait, we went from hypocrisy to aliens. And,
you were getting your ears fixed.
Yes, yes.
Your headset fixed in microphone by our sound technician, Marissa.
If I was an alien, I'd be hiding from the presidents myself.
Well, because they're the leader who would be the one that would come after you.
Take me to your leader. Although, I don't know about all that. Also, another super recent example of hypocrisy, the White House lawn on the 14th, President
yes.
Trump's 80th birthday we just had. And then we had...
What's hypocritical about that?
Well, okay. It wasn't... Trump himself that I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the UFC fighter that grabbed that microphone after he was done and said, Michelle Obama's a man. Are you with me, America?
He did?
He did. And it's been viral, and it's a lot of backlash on it. Now you compare that to Jimmy Kimmel after the Kirk assassination.
Wait a minute. He made a controversial statement.
I
don't know that that makes him a hypocrite.
No, I'm just comparing the two and the reaction of the public, the freedom of the speech. When Jimmy Kimmel made that comment about Kirk, he got in big trouble. He was canceled. There's a lot of people saying, well, that member, freedom of speech and all that.
Yes.
Like, and then you get this guy on the White House lawn saying something really derogatory that's already been conspiracy theory thwarted, and and where's all the
hatred? Where's all the people's
freedom of speech? And
yeah,
it's just interesting watching.
Has it been thwarted?
Well, see, I mean,
have you been
not
in
a
room?
Not in a court of law. I mean, I suppose that's a very fair question. According to, of course, the media, which is what we're looking at because we don't have DNA or anything like that. According to the media, that she is a mother and obviously a woman.
There are pictures.
Because you don't like a woman doesn't make her a man.
True.
No.
And there's been multiple times where Obama has accidentally called her Michael, which is where the name Big Mike came from. That's an interesting subject, you know, by itself. But watching the people is what I was talking about, like the hypocrisy of the people.
Yes.
The different reaction of what Kimmel said versus that one.
Yeah, I understand your point.
It's interesting.
We did just get a text in. This one says, those are lies. Hypocrisy is when Newsom locks everyone down, then goes to a restaurant open just for his entourage without a mask.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Or Pelosi getting the hair done during the pandemic when everybody else
Yes, and the Gavin thing, that's even worse because he picked, like, the most expensive restaurant. I believe it is the most expensive restaurant in California to go to. Everybody's locked down, but he's going to go.
Wow.
And now,
can you tell I don't like him? That gives me the let them eat cake vibes, you know? That just, you know, what is good for thee, not for ye.
Well,
that expression goes.
Correct. And now it's don't you dare come after my wife and kids on this investigation into him that started by the Department of Justice, and then it came out this morning. No, it wasn't started by Trump. It was actually started during the Biden administration, and it has to do with this thing his wife put together for lessons to schools, and then they sold it to the schools, and his wife made like $2 million off of it. And so it's, are you using your position to give money to your own family? So, Gavin, it's not all about you. It is actually about your wife and what she did. And with what you have done to the people of California, you deserve to be come out a little bit.
And that person possibly running for president? What do you think about that, Bonnie?
I'm not voting for him, so I don't have to worry about what I think of him.
Well, if he were to run for president.
Yes, I'm not voting for him.
Okay.
I think part of our problems with politics is that we have gotten to the point where everybody believes that they honestly have to vote for the lesser of two evils, and we completely deal with that. And at some point, it has actually become the lesser of two evils. So what people forget, when you vote for the lesser of two evils, you are voting for evil.
I want to correct myself. I believe I said out loud, he is running for president. He's considering to run for
president.
Yeah. I think I
We don't know yet who's running
next. He's
going to
run.
But he's really putting the hints out there that he's going to.
He should walk. It's a lot easier.
He should walk off the end of the... He should go body surfing at the Wedge.
There you go.
Which is huge right now, gang. It's huge. It's breaking huge. These are huge waves in Southern California and Newport Beach. You know, you're listening to the voice of the free. This is KNTR's Common Ground. I'm Jim. That's Melissa. That's Marissa. And that is Bonnie. And we're going to be right back after this.
All right.
Thank you.
Song by request by Jim Chaney. And before we get back into the show, we want to thank our sponsors. Perfectly Pressed Cleaners, dry cleaning, laundry service, and delivery from Kingman to Parker for just $10. Perfectly Pressed Cleaners lets you skip the chores and get back to life. Have a Sioux local. What was that, Jim?
Did you say perfectly what?
Perfectly pressed cleaners. Pressed? Sorry, guys.
Pressed cleaners.
I choked on a word there. Let's you skip the chores and get back to life. Havasu Local, Blondie Steakhouse, mouthwatering steaks, unforgettable breakfast, and the kind of flavor that keeps Havasu coming back. Blondie Steakhouse off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Bullhead Vape Shop, clean stores, quality products, no mystery junk, and disposable bundle deals for just $17.50. Bullhead Vape Shop with two convenient tri-state locations, Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley. And Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. From auto parts and paint, hardware, and firearms, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware is your one-stop headquarters for just about it all. Visit GoldenValleyHardware.com. And back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. All right. Well, during the break, Bonnie, you brought up a great point.
Thank you.
We were talking to him.
You didn't sound so sure about
that. We were talking a little bit more about local politics, and we've got an election coming up here pretty soon, and it's starting to heat up a little bit, yeah.
Yes. So when you talk about hypocrisy,
you said that AI made it worse.
I think AI has made hypocrisy more easily accessible because it allows people to create the worst of the worst political cartoons that attack their opponent. And it's not just in Havasu, but like everywhere, all the cities. I've scrolled through Prescott City posts, and those are just as bad.
Well,
Tucson City Post, horrible.
And we got a presidential election coming up before you know it, too. It's going to go national, and you'll see that
yes.
all over.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate. I'm an anti-mudslinger. I don't like it.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Well,
you don't bring people down by trying to bring yourself up. It does. You don't do that.
Right.
I don't like it.
That's one of the few things that I may disagree with how some political people handle their disagreements is instead of just discussing their disagreements, they make fun of them. And I don't believe that making fun of people that you disagree with is always the best thing.
You know who the biggest person I can think of is?
Yes.
Whenever I think of, I mean, that is a characteristic of our current president, making fun of people.
Okay, comedy, and when politics becomes a war on comedy, it's a problem. It's a problem. And that's what's destroyed late-night TV.
Well, free speech is an absolute principle until it offends you.
Well,
right?
Well, okay, Johnny Carson, he made fun of every president in his tenure. There was a lot of them. But he did it in fun.
He wasn't mean.
He was not mean. And Jimmy Kimmel has become outright mean. Colbert was intellectual, but then he became mean, and then people don't want to watch it.
Okay.
People just want to have fun.
I got a question.
People are like girls. They just want to have fun.
I agree.
We'll have to play that song, too.
So, you know what? I'm going to cue that one up right now.
I got a question, though. So is crude speech on the White House lawn worse than suggesting a political assassination fits a narrative?
Ooh.
Say that again?
Is crude speech on the White House lawn worse than suggesting a political assassination fits a narrative? Or is the real issue of whose ox is being gored here?
Well,
I don't have an ox.
The language, the
I want an ox.
And Gavin Newsom's doing it, too. Both sides are doing it. Trump does it. Gavin Newsom does it. And they lower the level of debate.
Yeah,
exactly.
With the incendiary, insulting language and the pompousness.
Can we get that recorded?
That's
well. Yes, it does go to both.
It does,
but it's 100 times worse for Gavin Newsom.
Of course.
You know what? Okay.
We do a whole show.
You know what? I'm a little wound up. Can I say it? I am a little wound up because it is my birthday, and I'm going to be going back. I'm driving back. I'm going to go have dinner with my mom down by the beach.
Oh, okay.
And you know, when COVID started, Gavin said no, and you can't go to the beach. You know what? You know where the original birthplace of what did you call it? Social distancing started. You learn it at the beach. Somebody's on the beach. You come up. You don't lay your towel right next to them.
You come
over in a comfortable spot and you put your towel down and you learn how to walk in the sand without kicking sand in people's faces.
Respect.
That's actually a good analogy for this discussion. Walk on the sand without kicking the sand in somebody's face.
We got a text in.
We do. This one came in before the break. You know, there has always been hypocrisy in politics. I think everyone on all sides can agree about this. What in the world are we going to do about it? Make politicians sign contracts to obey what they say or what they're going to do? We have hypocrisy because there isn't any recourse for punishing false claims to make office. That is very true. A lot, like, you've seen, I'm going to go with Trump because this is one of the ones I was actually paying attention to because, you know, I can finally vote. Trump was making all these big promises. No, I know you said it's not a new war, but
right.
Anyway, no new wars. We'll bring down prices of this. We'll bring down prices of that. And now we're in the middle of a war and gas prices have been going
and
crazy.
Today they are going down another 5%. Yesterday,
I did say they've been brought down a little bit, but
the price of oil. It'll take a week or two for it to hit the pump, but they are coming down. It's gonna be okay.
I was in Washington State on Sunday, and it was $5.69. It cost me $93 to fill my Honda car.
Oof.
$4.059 this morning in Bullhead.
It's a lot. The states, that drives me crazy.
No,
the states are so different.
$3.95.9 in Bullhead.
Nice.
No way.
We're like.
$3.95.
I paid $5.69 on Sunday.
I think we finally made it to at least at the one down my street. It's like $4.95. We're finally just under $5 here, but that's at the Marathon. I think Chevron's are still above $5.
Chevron's always
California's
above.
Still way up there.
And that's why I'm filling, topping off right before I go across that border.
I bet.
Right?
Is it cheaper? Absolutely.
Laughlin and Bullhead, you're right next to it. Do you ever compare? Which one's cheaper, Nevada or Arizona?
No comparison. It's Arizona. Yeah. Really, the first state to say, hey, we're going to put higher taxes on gas was Nevada because you had all these people driving from California to Vegas, and they're like, hey, while they're here, we can hit them with taxes at the gas pump because they all got to fill up before they drive home.
True.
And then they build our freeways instead of, and roads and schools instead of us. So, yeah, they've been doing that for forever. It's a buck 20 more in Laughlin than it is in Bullhead.
Oh, wow.
That's
a gallon.
Yeah, that's
$10 a tank.
$10.
But, okay, and this Republican has to expose the biggest, back to the subject here, the biggest hypocritical one.
Okay.
Statement, no new taxes.
Oh, love George Bush.
George Bush. I was just getting to that president. And that was a really big one. And we can historically go back to every president and see this.
Except for George Washington. He was our example.
They didn't use gas.
I guess I can't go back that far. But
somebody, and while looking this up, the subject of George Washington came about. He was the one founding father who did not have slaves. No, he did have slaves, didn't he? This person said he didn't have them. Now I think about it. I think he had slaves. But really, it was kind of about George in that he was mad at the British because they wouldn't promote him because he was born here. And so then he said, if you're not going to promote me, I'm going to fight for the other side, guys. And he did. And that's what set us on this path. Some people try to say Thomas Jefferson was a huge hypocrite. But I think that is a knee-jerk reaction. And if you really start reading into, and I have, Thomas Jefferson, he had slaves, but the fact is he loved his slaves.
Yeah,
he had a son who was a slave. and it wasn't like an abusive boss situation. He loved his slave. And that son, by many accounts, had a special privilege, was always by his side, looked just like him, only he was black, and he is buried in Madison, Wisconsin, just up from the Capitol.
Nice.
He also wrote laws to see to it that after he was gone, and that would set the country on the path to freeing the slaves, because he didn't want them to be slaves anymore.
Hmm. Makes sense. I got a question for you, Bonnie.
Oh.
So in 2016, Parker J. Palmer wrote a proposal, and it was titled, quote, Hippocratic Oath for Politicians. And he was basically suggesting that the politicians take an oath like doctors do.
That would be nice.
What do you think about that? When a doctor takes the oath, you know, I promise to prevent disease whenever I can. I promise to cure, that sort of thing. Could we get politicians to promise to tell the truth?
Unfortunately,
and
not.
Not be a hypocrite and take an actual oath and then hold them accountable. It's a great idea. It's an interesting proposal.
Part of the problem, I think, in my thought process, is the fact that when it comes to the campaign part, people are looking at not the truth of the actions of the people, but what they think is the truth. There are certain things where the actions are hidden behind the scenes. So if some politicians aren't out there talking to people, especially now on social media, where social media has this huge presence and people can interact with you on social media, and if you're not out there answering the questions, then people assume because you're not talking that you're okay, you're the good guy. Whereas the people who are talking, who are answering the questions, they're viewed as the negative one, the bad guy. And that's not always true, because just because you don't see the negative parts of somebody during campaign season doesn't mean that their negative isn't there.
It seems like they do make promises, and then keeping those promises, it's our job, we the people, to hold them accountable for.
Exactly.
Well, it's time to cut to another break here on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. We'll be right back. Girls want to have more fun.
KNTR's Common Ground.
Common Ground.
Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk, and that is our music history of the day. Today, June 16th in 1978, the movie Grease hits theaters, becoming smash hit of the year. And we want to thank the rest of our sponsors before we get back into the show here, Annie's Thrift Shop. Every treasure you find at Annie's Thrift Shop helps support local charities, making every bargain a blessing. Off Northern Avenue in Kingman. Neat Pool and Supply. Family owned since 1970, Neat Pool and Supply has everything to turn your backyard into the oasis you deserve. Located at 52 Scott Drive in Havasu. Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, or track down that hard-to-find firearm at Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. The trail to a fair deal starts on Main Street, Havasu at trailsideftc.com. And Parker's Collision Center. Fender benders to full-size RVs and semis, Parker's Collision Center has over two decades of experience in Mojave County's largest state-of-the-art paint booth. Plain to donkey, they'll paint it all in Mojave Valley. Back to you guys.
All right. Thank you. And, Jim, you have the same birthday as Grease. Who
knew? Oh, it was born today?
Yeah. It was today.
Yeah. Did It hit theaters today in, what did it say, 78.
Wow.
So it would have been your something 10th birthday?
It was just a sign that the love I felt for Olivia was true.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yes, I know.
Oh, I miss her.
She's over in Australia. Isn't she? Did she pass away?
Olivia Newton-John? John?
No. Really?
I thought years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Oh.
I think.
Sad.
But, you know, we're talking about politicians, what they say when they head into office, being hypocritical. Say one thing on the way in, get in there, and you get in there and you do something a little different. Sorry to pop your ears there. But, okay, this politician was the voice of equality and socialism right up until he became a dictator. Joseph Stalin.
Oh.
Yeah, I am here for you, the worker. Now, line up, and I'm going to kill all of you.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way he ruled. And then another one demanded sacrifice and restraint from others. Well, he himself was a little excessive. He was Benito Mussolini.
Mussolini?
Yeah. His parade car. He was the Italian dictator that went with the other side. It was a whole World War II thing. Or unless you're, was it Ilhan Omar, World War XI? Yeah, it was a World War XI thing.
Yes.
World War XI. Oh, no.
That was funny.
Oh, it was. Let's talk about letting everybody know how stupid you are.
Don't you have to take, like, a bunch of tests to become an American?
You do. You do. And I had an experience with a former fellow employee, and she was studying to do all of her tests, and
she knew it wasn't World War XI.
She was running stuff by me. She was running stuff by me, and it's like, ooh, that's, boy, I don't know. I got to go look that up.
Yeah, we had a guest from Scotland, Havasu Ray, and he told us all about how you had to, it took him like 12 years to get a citizenship. You just learn all kinds of stuff about the history.
You have to study some history.
Yeah.
And it's a little scary that we clearly are not educating our people.
Politicians?
And then people vote for them. And
World War XI? Really? That's outrageous.
That's
outrageous.
Yeah. And she said it more than once. Didn't realize, I'm saying something wrong.
We got a caller on the line. Welcome to Common Ground. Caller?
Hello? Silence.
Can
you hear us?
Have we been butt-dialed on my birthday?
We might have been. All right, caller, if you did mean to call, call us back in. If not, that's okay.
I needed a new car warranty.
Oh, my goodness.
I like the idea of having the politicians take an oath. I don't know. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Well, Jimmy Carter would say, I won't lie to you. But his top aide would say, Jimmy won't lie to you, but I will.
That makes sense.
You know, and sometimes there's lies that they tell us for, you know, they're covering their butts, but they're...
Obama one with the medical stuff, you know, you wanted to change doctors, you wanted to change insurance plans, it's going to be wonderful.
Okay, he was wrong, but I don't know that that makes him a hypocrite to the level of LBJ, who was trying to get his civil rights bill passed and in the process repeatedly made the comment to his fellow people in the government, if we get this passed, we will have those N-words voting for us for the next 100 years.
Our language really needs to change.
Now, this is way back. This is LBJ, okay? But that's the way he put it. They're like, yeah, we got to do it that way. That's hypocritical.
We got another text in?
We do have another text in. How about the fact that we have little choice when it comes to health care, while Congress, the president, and their staff members have the best health care on the planet?
Well, I don't know that that's true.
I haven't heard of that, but if it is true.
Mm.
Well, come on now. You're saying you don't have a choice?
It's crazy,
Marissa, the pricing. When you go to get your insurance, do you get it through the, what you call it?
Well, actually, I'm still on my parents right now, but in a few years I'll have to get my own. But
okay,
even with insurance, it's just insane.
You go online to the government site, and they give you all these choices. Now, here in Mojave County, some of them are a little bit more limited. We have different choices, actually, in Mojave County than we do in Maricopa County.
Again.
But, you know, I had lots of choices in varying levels that I would pay out of my pocket.
All right.
Caller, welcome to Common Ground.
Can you hear us now? I got a text saying that the caller tried to call earlier and they couldn't hear anything. So could it be a microphone issue on our end?
Trying to see what it could possibly be. Everything's
off.
Sorry, caller, we can't hear you.
I'm thinking about pushing a button when I've had this.
I wonder
if they
have
their
phone muted and don't realize it.
Phone muted? No, I don't know. I just got a text from... I got a text that said, hey, I tried calling, I couldn't hear anything, and I just said, can you call back? So I just thought it was a glitch the first time around, but I was glitched the second time around.
Obviously, it's aliens.
It could be.
Aliens.
Or mermaids.
Or hypocrisy. They just don't want to... answer the phone calls, but we'll answer the text. We're just not telling you because we're hypocrites.
Oh, they said that they can hear us, but we can't hear them.
I cannot see what is the problem here. I'm going to keep trying to fix it, and possibly you can call back in our last segment. Sorry about that.
We'll get the mind during the studio. Yes,
to
we have Paul Lavoie, our operations manager, in the house, and he fixes all the broken things.
Another hypocrite. And this was a little more mild, but Newt Gingrich.
Oh, that's a good one.
Got into it with Megyn Kelly.
I like Megyn Kelly.
And he said to her, all you do is think about sex. I may have paraphrased that, but it's pretty close to an exact quote. And she's like, oh, the nerve of you. Well, he had an affair of his own. So it wasn't.
That's not good.
You know, that's, yeah.
No bueno.
Yeah. Lots of, Al Gore. You know, we need to worry about the planet and your carbon footprint.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I am going to build this huge mansion and tell you how you're going to build your house.
That's a good one.
Well,
yeah.
I think all of them are like, a lot of them are like that. Talk about Greta Thunberg.
Oh, with her plastic straws out of her disposable cups. She's the Save the Planet. You know who that is?
Yeah.
And there's been multiple pictures of her, you know, using disposable products all over the place. That she preaches against. And also, what about our current most transparent administration ever?
Oh, yes.
Are we transparent?
They are.
You think?
I don't think there's any... we don't have any doubt what's on Trump's mind. Something's on his mind, man. He's out there on social media blurting it out.
Except for the Epstein files. or the Carly Kirk assassination.
I scrolled through the White House Facebook page this morning because I didn't hear about the crash yesterday. And you know that there's not one post, at least when I looked at 8 o'clock this morning, there was not one post on the White House page about the B-52 bomber that...
In California?
...crashed yesterday.
And disintegrated?
Yeah. There was.
Oh, that was horrific. 8 people died?
Yes. Yeah, but it wasn't on the White House page.
I don't know. You threw out Charlie Kirk there. I don't know that you're supposed to be commenting on active cases.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's what Biden always said, why he couldn't talk about Hunter.
Well, he was a crackhead doing crackhead things.
But not
that's a quote from him.
Okay, guys.
Talking to Gavin. Gavin's hanging out with a crackhead.
We're going to take it to the final break of the hour, and we will be right back to wrap it up after this.
On Common Ground, KNTR Talk.
Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5, and 3, the voice of the free. This is our second music history of the day, real quick before I hand it over. Today, in 1980, the Blues Brothers adapted from classic SNL skit Hits Theaters, a tribute to 60s rhythm and blues. It co-stars James Brown, Ray Charles, and Aretha Franklin.
Aretha.
I wrote it wrong. I put an extra R in there.
Great movie. Great movie. We're on a mission from God.
You've got all the voices.
He does.
That's what I do.
He's an actor.
Orange whip.
Makes him a really good hypocrite.
I'm not going to say it. Four orange whips.
I've won.
Oh, my gosh. Great stuff.
Focus.
We're focused back on, and we were discussing off air, that if we trickle down this stuff that of the hypocrisy that makes its way down and then it manifests itself in the treatment of political signs in Lake Havasu and Bullhead City.
All right. Caller, you're live on Common Ground.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yay.
She's not a car salesman.
What kind of games are you guys playing there? Just kidding. But, you know, as irritating as hypocrisy in politics, in the church you have it too. So, or at least with a few people in the church.
Pretty much everybody.
True. Yeah. I mean, hypocrisy is everywhere.
The church.
All church.
All churches.
Yeah.
All church.
All church. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sometimes it's hard to deal with, you know, someone telling you to do one thing. But it's okay for them to do it, anyway, I didn't want to digress from the subject too much. But
what do you think about the politicians being required to take an oath like a doctor does to not do harm and to tell the truth?
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's a good idea, too.
And I'm kind of with Marissa, you know, promises, and oh well, I don't want. But
I still think a hypocrisy oath would be really hard to enforce.
True, it would.
Caller, do I know you?
That's listener Donna from Kingman.
That's Donna. Okay, I don't know Donna.
Oh.
Hi, you sounded like a friend of mine.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, hi, everybody there. Hi, Bonnie and whoever.
Whoever. Hi, I'm whoever.
Yeah, it's you. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Nice to meet you, Donna.
Well, same here.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, well, same here. You guys have a good day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Donna. All right, we got about 3 minutes left of the show, so final thoughts, Common Ground.
Common Ground, we all agreed that all of our presidents have done this. Or most of them.
Mm-hmm.
In some way or another.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if they're left or right. They all have done it. Whether, you know, from Obama and Biden to I will not pardon my son to Trump.
That was just...
Hypocrisy is just everywhere. And again, AI has made the political cartoons a total mess, even to the point where now... As you were discussing a couple minutes ago, that there are people who are just destroying political signs.
Political signs. Somebody running around Havasu and taking down political signs. In Bullhead, and I've never seen this in all my years, but there's the one little white sign, and I don't know if it's legal to put them up because I don't know that they actually qualify as a political sign for somebody that it's being... put out there as a political sign by a candidate. It's an activism thing, and it says, you know, prisoner number, and then the other one, they
they are pointing, the sign has an arrow, and it says that IRS snitch.
Hmm.
Well, if you put up a sign at a political candidate calling him an IRS snitch, what does that say about yourself? Aren't you a threat to democracy? Aren't we supposed to fairly and equally pay our taxes?
Sounds like a hypocrite to me.
All right, we do have two last texts I want to get in here. Biggest hypocrites in recent history, Al Gore and John Kerry. I need my private jet. And then
John Kerry, that's a good one.
And then another one says, I could be wrong, but don't politicians have to take an oath to the Constitution?
Yes.
Doesn't mean they're
to defend the Constitution.
Right.
Doesn't mean they're going to follow it, unfortunately.
I've taken the oath twice.
Yes.
Have you? Not to be a politician, but I think when you look at the oath that they have you take, it should resonate with you as to what it is to be an American, and you don't have to be a politician to function as American, to defend the Constitution and stick together and have...
At the end of the day, we all are Americans, and we're all on the same team here.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my weird questions recently, is what does patriotism mean to other people?
To different people?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Maybe we'll do a show on that.
What does patriotism mean to you?
What does it mean to you? All right. Well, with that, I'll wrap up another week here of Common Ground, right here live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
Thank you very much for listening, folks. Love seeing you on the street when you do make a comment. And don't be afraid to say hi and pretend I'm Brian Kilmeade and I'm approachable.
And happy birthday, Jim.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And Greece.
JJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.